Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of June, recording at a shockingly late 10:45 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, these interesting conditions in stock markets, and you might have seen the good report that I posted from CLSA. That's the big and influential broking firm based in Hong Kong, but all around the world, really, talking about risk appetite returning to Wall Street and to hedge fund managers generally. Well, certainly there's some evidence of that that we have seen, and I have commented in recent days about how while we were overbought and we were still in trading ranges, generally that markets had continued to push up towards the higher side of those trading ranges, and that we would probably encounter more resistance there. But that remains to be seen, and the performance has been really reasonably firm, although Wall Street gave up the gains late in the day on some corporate news. I think the rally was also helped by the earlier transition of sovereignty to the interim government there, which was announced this morning. I'm sure you're aware of all that. At any rate, in terms of activity in Asia, most markets were a bit firmer, and that Tokyo Second Section Index, I think I showed that late last week, the TSE 2 index, that did actually push to a new all-time high. Now all it has to do is maintain and extend that to move a little bit further, and it will be a very positive sign for Japan. You know my view, if you're going to have any developed market in here, it should be Japan. I'm not thrilled about the short-term prospects, but I could be wrong on that. It wouldn't be the first time, and there are an increasing number of analysts, some quite high-profile analysts, who are saying, right, we're going to resolve all this ranging that we're seeing in so many indices with breaks on the upside, and that the S&P, for instance, will run to 1300. Well, that would be quite a good move, and it's not impossible, and I've listed the reasons on the website as to why that might happen, starting with all that liquidity that's been sloshing around in the system. Lower oil price would be another very big factor in improving sentiment. And the people who are calling for those higher levels talk about the normal performance during an election year. And as you know from some of the data that I have posted on several occasions on those elections, that the performance is much likely to be better if it looks like President Bush is moving back into, or if he does move back into the lead in the polls. I'm not making a political comment on that, of course. It's just that with stock markets and elections, the devil you know is almost invariably better than the one you don't. And everybody knows that Kerry has voted against all the tax cuts and has promised to increase taxes. But enough of that. Say Wall Street's rally faded, and the Dow, having been up just over 80 points at one stage, closed down nearly 15. The S&P was up at least 6, closed down 1 point. These are not big percentages, obviously, but the gains were given up. And the NASDAQ closed down 5.6 on the day. And I think that NASDAQ future wasn't too bad. And closed at 1490, but it had been considerably stronger earlier on in the day. Now, looking at that pattern, I'll just mention one other thing. I had my copy on that in the comment of the day, so I'm not going to repeat all of that, obviously. But remember from the chart seminar, and I know most of you have attended my two-day workshop, the chart seminar, and remember that little rule of thumb that when we get a failed break out from a recognizable congestion area trading range, that the market very often goes back and tests the other side of the pattern at least. And that's what we've been seeing. After we got down, broke some of the March lows, last month didn't maintain it. Then we've seen the turnaround rallies, which are pushing back up to test the upper side of these patterns at least. But bottom line in all this is that the S&P would have to break above the 1160 level and hold that gain. Remember, a characteristic of stock market trading range action this year has been failed breakouts and failed or failure and a failure to maintain new highs within those trading ranges this year. So we'd want to watch out for the possibility of a repeat of that pattern. But as I say, if one wants to play the rally in here, if you do it in, if I were to do it in developed markets, it would be in Japan. And indeed, I have some number of pension fund positions still in Japan. And if I were to play it in anything else in the emerging markets, well, it would be Thailand and India for me. And indeed, I hold positions there and made a tiny sort of token nibble in Thailand in here today. And it certainly wasn't anywhere near enough to account for that fairly hefty gain that you would have seen in the Aberdeen New Thai Fund. And subscribers who were with me last year and were watching this and that any of the various funds, Thai funds that exist, the iShares and so on, and the United U.S. listed funds and so on are pretty much in the same category. They're all selling. Well, I haven't done a check through all of them, but I would only be interested in when I buy an investment trust or a closed-end fund. I'm really only interested in buying if it's selling at a discount to net asset value, and for comparison, that Aberdeen New Thai is selling at, I think, a discount of 12.29%, according to the Bloomberg screen here this evening. Now, elsewhere, bonds. Bonds got hit in here today on the inflation data. U.S. Treasury bonds were down 1 3/32, so that's the first real selling that we've seen in here since the key day reversal on the upside. Was that, I think that was right at the beginning of the month. So they can close the U.S. 30-year Treasury September contract closed at 104.28, is to say down 1 3/32. So a little warning shot across the bows there. If that were to continue to weaken sharply, that would not be a good indicator for stock markets. In the currencies, very little going on. I'm here today, although there's an interesting piece from Morgan Stanley by Stephen Chen that I posted in the comment of the day if you're interested in that, and I illustrated it with charts of the euro dollar, which to my mind still look to me as if the euro will be able to gradually range its way back up and test the higher side of the pattern. Now, if that's wrong, it'll get back up to that, in other words, towards that 129 level against the dollar. If I'm wrong on that, it's because of interest rate jitters. And certainly, as interest rates do begin to move up, and of course they go up this week in the States, and the most widely discounted interest rate policy change probably in Fed history, this quarter point hike that we're all expecting. If it looks like, or if sentiment changes in coming months, that we're going to get more of these than most people expect, then that would possibly weigh on the euro, all things being equal. But as a chart pattern stands at this stage, my feeling is that we will see it go back and test the higher side of that range, but I don't believe in it strongly enough to want to have a position there. In the commodity markets. Now, some of these took a hit in here today after a little bit of earlier strength, and I rolled forward, as I said I would last week. I rolled forward the my expiring contracts, June contracts in silver. Now, silver took a hit here today, and it was up very strongly on Thursday. It was up about 30 cents on Thursday. It was down well over 20 in here today, giving up quite a bit of the gain, and therefore, as that rollover went forward, and mine was rolled forward after that reaction had occurred today, so more of those, most of those positions, if not all of them, would have been rolled forward at a loss, which will have reduced my profit accumulated on the baby steps basis since I commenced this particular silver trading operation on the 21st of April. But given the overall pattern and the basing characteristics that we see there, it's been a very much of a rangy affair. I'll continue to play this on a baby steps basis. And having just a little over, well, maybe 55% of the position that I actually had when silver was at its lows, I'll play this either way, as I've done all along. In other words, if silver were to get hit again tomorrow, I would almost certainly be in there buying again on a baby steps basis. And equally, when it next goes romping up, I'll be lightening again. Soybeans also coming off. They had a good rally last week, but gave some of that up in here today. So we still have, overall, we still have these choppy, nervous market conditions in most markets, and I do expect that to persist for a little while longer. Okay, on to tomorrow. I'll look forward to another global review with you at that time.